And welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin, your host. True Wealth is always brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. We are always, always, always buying and selling round expensive things, precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, coins, collections, investment portfolios. If you have investment portfolios that you've picked up elsewhere over time, if you have numismatic coins, anything like that, I would highly recommend you let me take a look and help you evaluate your portfolio to take, you know, to just take a strong look to make sure you're in the right products. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 locally. That's an area code 509 number. Outside the area, 877-TAP-COIN, 877-827-2646, or through our website, coinsplus.com. We're always interested in helping you evaluate your portfolio. There are people out there that have, you know, made the mistake of buying elsewhere. And I know that sounds super biased, but it's super true. People who've been around, you know, it's kind of a scourge on our business. These commission-driven mass marketing companies, they're retail-oriented. They just happen to be selling precious metals. It doesn't really matter what they sell. They've got commission salespeople just peddling material. They peddle things that they can get by the truckload, like American Silver Eagles or things like that. They're not going to be putting you into circulated silver dollars and stuff like that because they can't get them. They've got rooms full. They've got a, you know, if you look at like Lear Capital, Roslyn Financial, Goldline, you know, you go down the list, Blanchard, Monarch, whatever they are, Midas, whatever. These companies have rooms full of commission salespeople that turn over on a regular basis. They make a pure commission on profit on what you buy. And the way this business should run is on an extraordinarily low margin. I mean, we are a low margin, high volume dealer that literally operates on as low as a half a percent at times. Our actual gross profit, it runs around 4.3% or 4.38 at the end of the year. That's my gross profit. And that includes coins that are 10% and things like that. So, you know, we make a small margin. We do extraordinarily high volume. I was talking last night to a tenant in our building who is the comic book shop. They have a free comic book gig they do this weekend. It's a once a year deal. Frankly, not my thing, but they give away free comic books and people line up for unbelievable distances. And it's a very interesting crowd. It's the Comic-Con crowd, and they're a very odd bunch by my standards. They're grown adults that like to dress up like their cartoon character heroes, and they fantasize, they play games like Magic, which I don't know anything about, but it's a real bizarre fantasy world. And we were talking about, he said that's his biggest day is that day, and he says he sells $8,000. Well, he's in the retail business. I know from a lot of background in banking and numbers and dealing with businesses, the average business makes what's called key, which means a minimum of a one-time markup. So if they sell $8,000 in comic book stuff, they make $4,000. They make half of their money, or they double up what they're selling. He and I were talking about, he said, that's his biggest day. I was laughing, saying if we had an $8,000 day, it'd be a horrible day because we have a big operation. And if we sell $8,000, we're lucky to make $125. And at Coins Plus, with, you know, the volume, we've got a number of very well-paid employees. We do some marketing. You know, we're We've got different expenses, just the light bill, and you know, our shipping expenses are very high. We receive and send a lot of stuff through the mail these days. With the internet, it's unbelievable how easily people will pack up something and ship it off. You know, they'll take grandpa's coin collection, go to the internet, find a company they know nothing about, never been to, never met. In 99% of the cases, they've never been there because they can't go there, because so many of these operations are literally running out of some guy's back room in his house. And that's the thing you got to be so careful about with the internet. You can make a spectacular website that makes you look massive. I remember for years when a bullion company that I'm familiar with started up, they had a website. They had pictures of a huge professional building, and he filmed a little interview with himself inside of some huge CEO's office and made it look like it was their facility. Well, at the time, they were operating out of an industrial park, and it's so deceptive. You can just be deceived so badly by the internet. It used to be where the big boys were the big boys, and a brick and mortar establishment mattered as far as longevity goes. And to be candid, I think it's a bummer. I mean, I really do, because you can't on the internet, you can't tell who's who and what's what. And big advertisers get the top hits. If you do searches now in your local area for a specific product, you will not get businesses that don't advertise, that don't pay Google a bunch of money, which to me is very frustrating. I ran into that a while ago. I can't remember what exactly it was, but it might have been fences or a gate opener or something. And I was trying to look up in the area for somebody to help me with it. And the business that I knew I wanted to use, I couldn't find anywhere on the internet, even though I was typing in the name of the business, and it still wouldn't come up because they don't pay their Google hit money. So when you think you're researching stuff on Google, and people tell me this, or it's interesting doing what we're doing, I hear it from wives a lot, you know, where they'll be like, oh, you know, my husband, he loves to do research. He looks things up, and he really does a nice job of researching stuff, and they believe that he does, but he doesn't. All he does is see what, you know, what's been paid for out there. And unfortunately, that's just the way it works. It's what people pay for. That's what you get. And you're not getting unbiased information. You're getting paid advertising. I mean, on the contrary, what Coins Plus truly tries to do is we try to bring to you everything we know about the market, which includes wholesale. So we operate in high volume, low margin. You will not find fairer pricing across the board than we offer all the time. I could over-educate you. I could tell you about people that say, hey, I had a gal here recently. I've had a couple recently, diamonds and whatnot, where they say, hey, we found this item, for example, a certified coin on the internet, on eBay, for a fair amount less, like 10% less than the rest of the market. Well, I went and looked up the listing. It is a counterfeit gold coin in a counterfeit certification holder from that's now coming out of China. So in the name of greed, this person, which we saved, would have spent 10% less than it would have cost to buy an MS64 St. Gaudens from us. But what they would have had was a gold-plated piece of junk in a fake certification holder. They would have had an item that wasn't even worth $5. And they would have spent probably $1,300, $1,400 for it. So you're not, if you don't know what you're doing, be careful. I can tell you when I first got into this business back in the 90s, early 90s, when I started doing it as a business, I should say, you know, I paid for my PhD. And what I mean by that is I had attorneys, I had things happen to me. I got put together. I had a situation in Wenatchee where an attorney had me come in and appraise an estate, supposedly, that had a lot of nice coins and a bunch of gold and whatnot, and I was pretty green and fresh, and I left, and then he called me back and said, hey, we want to sell it to you, so I came back and picked it all up and left, and the gold coins I started to sell and to different people, and then someone called me and said, hey, this is my, someone else is telling me the coin you sent me is counterfeit, and I'm like, what? So I started to do research, and it was. And then I realized that this attorney had sold me counterfeit stuff. Now, I want to stop right there and explain to you. This was then. This is when I was brand new young pup in the business. You will never, under any circumstances, have that happen to you here. We absolutely stand behind everything we do. I am fully certified in authentication and counterfeit detection. By the American Numismatic Association, not an easy task. I would guess that 99.95% of the listeners out there, if they tried to go through the school, couldn't pass it. It's very difficult, but I am fully authorized in that and certified. And so it just doesn't happen ever here. And even if it did, which it wouldn't, but if it did, we stand behind everything we sell 100%. It's so important that you get a local personality behind your product, behind your purchase. As a quick side note, it's very similar to a situation I'm in with a large remodel I'm doing on a home I own that is now finished up. But a mistake was made by a tile installer, a pretty considerable mistake. Because I was working through a company that I respect and trust, it's called United Floor Covering out of Spokane. The owner, John Springs, is a terrific friend of mine, just a phenomenal person. If you're ever doing any flooring or anything, he's the guy. Flooring, tile, carpet, whatever, he's the guy. Super honest, super good. He actually does all the contracts for Costco now. And he didn't even apply for that. They did research in the Spokane area. They looked at great floors and all that. And they did all this research behind the scenes without his knowing it, called customers and everything. And he came out right on top as the man with the most integrity and the best reputation, hands down. So just if you need any of that, United Floor Coverings. So his installer had made a mistake installing stuff, and when I got a hold of him about it, and it was ugly the way they did it, I mean, instantly, he's like, yep, no problem, Kevin, I'm on it, and it is, you know, literally torn out and fixed. And not only did they tear it out and replace it, I mean, it required repairing sheetrock, painting, and everything. He covered all of that. And a friend of mine who worked with a relative who did a bathroom remodel for him, butchered it, and he was left standing. You know, you get the friends and relatives sometime, or, you know, they give you the good deal. Their quality control might be down, their choice of colors, they might not do what you want, whatever. But then when you get to a problem, who's going to stand behind it? And that's the same with us here. You know, you buy from us, you have a problem, anything, we are 100% there. Your satisfaction matters. We've dealt with situations where people have bought a substantial amount of metals, had major medical emergencies come up after the market had gone down a bit or whatever, and we'll still fully refund them just because of the scenario. I'm not saying you can come in and buy a whole bunch of precious metals and sit around and wait till if the market goes down and run in and get all your money back. Yeah, we don't guarantee anything like that. But we do stand behind our clientele. We just stand behind our product. We stand behind our name. And that is so important. I can tell you, after doing this for so many years, there's just no replacement for that kind of service. And the internet is losing that touch. And I think so many of us know what it's like to pick up the phone and call one of these 800 numbers and just get rammed into this miserable abyss where you cannot talk to a real person. Very frustrating. very frustrating. And so we, you know, we aren't that way, never will be. We don't think that way, act that way, talk that way. On the contrary, there are times that people want to deal with me and me alone. And that's not always possible because I can't be in all places at all times for obvious reasons. But I have a very well-trained staff that will take very good care of you, and you need, and you definitely need to rely on that. So back to what got me off on that tangent was after I'd realized that this attorney had put me together, and I got a hold of him and I said, hey, a bunch of those gold coins you sold me were counterfeit, rather than saying, oh, really? Wow, let's figure it out. He immediately went into a dissertation about how he said, no, you chose to buy them that way. When you bought them, they were in clear holders that weren't represented as anything specific. So you had to make the assumption they were what they were. And he gives me this whole ridiculous legal readout and says, if you sue me, here's what the court's going to rule. I know, I've seen it. Or you said, I've been there. In other words, he does this, he's done it before. And he explains essentially that I'm stuck. And he explains how legally I don't have a leg to stand on. I talked to another attorney. The attorney says he's right because, you know, it's up to you to bid what you want to pay for stuff, not them. Although it was artificially represented, it didn't really matter because you couldn't prove it. You can't prove verbal statements. And so he ended up even making it worse. I'd spent like probably $25,000 on these coins in the 90s, which was a substantial amount of money. Of course, today they'd be worth about $125,000. And he said, but here's what I'll do for you. I will, you know, I'll give you back 25% of your money on behalf of the coin's owners, which was also a lie, in exchange. And he says, in exchange for the coins back. And I thought about it, and I was in such a bind, I negotiated it up, and I actually gave him these counterfeit coins back and took a payoff. These coins were basically gold-plated bronze, so they were ultimately worth nothing, and I got a lot more money back than nothing, but I still took a huge bath. And at the same time, this attorney covered his tracks and hid the evidence. And so that's a long story of foolishness. As a budding investor, collector, dealer, you know, these are the things I had to learn. If they get me, they'll get you. And that's why you want to go with someone like us that will absolutely stand behind you 100%. There are counterfeit forms of everything out there now. I don't care if it's gold eagles, silver rounds, gold bars, silver bars, anything you can imagine, Krugerrands, Maple Leafs, whatever you can imagine, they're being counterfeited in mass out there now. So you really have to be wise. And I know so many, you know, I guess I'll just leave it at that. You get my point, I think, I hope. Plus, we're Christian-owned and operated. We are dedicated and loyal and committed to the local area and community. We want to look you in the eye coming and going. We win when you win, and it is so important to us to operate with honesty and integrity in everything we do. We appreciate all the faith and trust that gets put into us, and that comprises mostly people coming in with whatever it is they have to invest and just entrusting us to build a portfolio, to diversify it a little bit. But, you know, it's basically about building a portfolio. We diversify for good times, bad times, and in between times. You know, it's just those times come. People want survival-based stuff. Great, we'll get you covered. But we know what the signs of the times are. I'm not going to deny that. And we know what Scripture says about those times. What we don't know is God's timing. We do know that he says the tribulation is going to be some tough stuff. I personally believe that a lot of these laws that we've put into law, a lot of these laws we've made are going to be turned on the Christian faith. It has become so publicly acceptable to lacerate and destroy and eviscerate and belittle and mock and bemoan a born-again believer, a Christian, a conservative, you know, names like homophobic, xenophobic, whatever phobic. I don't know what all phobics there are, but there's too many. All these names are just out of control. We are watching the liberals just come unglued. They're spinning apart right now. This is the most radical, radical behavior. Yesterday with Congress on the signing of Trump's health care bill, which is also a disaster in my opinion, you literally had the left sitting there in Congress saying, you know, hey, 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 goodbye, you know, doing that, la, 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 la. You know, what adults that represent the people sit there and do that sarcastic garbage? Folks, sarcasm is filth. When it comes to a level of professionalism and maturity and godliness, sarcasm has no place in it, none. There are few people who know how to use it on a light basis. One thing you never do is direct sarcasm at someone. You don't say, who, you be sloppy? No way. Or, you know, if someone goes, you know, I'm fat. You fat? Oh, yeah, no way. You know, it's just that kind of sarcasm is just destructive, and it has no place. As a matter of fact, when you look at the Bible, Christ doesn't use sarcasm. Ever, neither does God, which is why when he made two statements to John about one, he said, there's some among you today that will not taste death until they see the return of the Son of Man in his glory. And his second comment to John was when he asked, what about Peter and what about me? And he said, or Peter asked, what about John? And Christ said, what's it to you if I let him remain until I return? Well, that was the second account that Jesus said the same thing. People say, oh, he didn't mean it. It was sarcastic. Okay, so it was the only sarcastic comment ever documented out of Jesus' mouth. It happened to coincide with his comment about there's some standing here today who will not taste death until they see the return of Christ, basically. Was that sarcastic? I don't think so. So what do they say there? Well, they say, you misunderstand what he's saying. He didn't mean what you think. What he meant is that of Jesus when he's resurrected. Well, then why would he say there's some, in it, which was a singular pronoun the way it was written in Greek? Why wouldn't he say all of you will see me return in my glory soon? That's what Jesus would have said, not some among you today who will not taste death until you see the return or the coming of the Son of Man in his glory. So that's not what the show's about, folks, but I really think there's nothing in the Bible for vain. God's pretty phenomenal. He's pretty awesome. He's capable of everything. He's capable of saving our soul and doing anything. And yet people will literally reject the concept that he could have ever possibly let John live till now. The real crux of it is John is the only apostle we have no documentation of his death. This is very prevalent in the Catholic Church. Later on, they came up with two stories of his death in Galatia and I believe Ephesus or something. There's two competing stories out there just to fill the void. Those stories did not pop up till around 500 AD, 485 AD or something like that, the first account of them. So it wasn't a popular belief until then. And, of course, the Catholics oversaw the canonization of the Bible. And as their church formed and grew, they became more involved in canonization. And they actually began to further canonize the Bible as time went on, and they gained more wisdom. I know I talked about the Shepherd of Hermes scripture, which is a series of prophecies about the future of the church, nothing real big, but it made it through the first 20 canonizations and was booted in the 21st. And that, because of that, I researched it, read it, and was kind of blown away at what it said. And one of the prophecies described what sounds like the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church. So once that began to be understood as the Roman Catholic Church was developing, what better response than to just knock that book out of the Bible? Well, there's quite a few books they've done that with that are inconvenient, to say the least, to just get them out of there. I mean, after all, they don't want them in there. They're detrimental to the cause. It's possible that the Catholic Church has a very negative effect on Christianity. I meet so many Catholics who claim to be Christian. Roman Catholicism comes first. They believe it goes all the way back to Peter. However, they have no documentation, but they have become extraordinarily powerful and a huge part of society. They are the main tool by which Christianity is spread. And I believe that there's a difference between people who literally wear God on their shirt sleeve, live and die by Him, talk about Him all the time, and what I call C&E Christians, Christmas and Easter believers. A real believer, folks, needs to be in the Word of God all the time. I mean, regularly. And I have a great friend who has, you know, moved up the ladder in the military unbelievably in the Army. He's a, you know, he's a colonel, whatever. He's the highest ranking colonel, full bird or whatever they call it, where his next rank increase is brigadier general. And he, it sounds like he'll be getting that. He's become so dry and, you know, and so quiet about things. It's just, it's interesting. So anyhow, I guess basically we'll let that lie a little bit for now. We have got, you know, what's going on out there right now, folks, is we've got the left just on edge. And by the way, the story of, you know, like I was telling you initially, just to wrap, we really take serious the ability to help you with your finances. I believe God has led me down a path that's given me a lot of insight that a lot of people don't on pretty much any aspect, any financial decision. And by the way, folks, if you have something going on and you need some advice, and I mean real, I've you know, it's one thing to just call the chat, but if you really have some financial concerns or even serious debt issues or something you want to discuss, feel free to call me at Coins Plus, 509-444-0044. I'll get back to you if I'm not available when you call. But, you know, please make sure that when we talk, you have your questions lined out so I can help you out. Also, if you're in a financial struggle, debt or stuff like that, if we're going to talk, please be prepared and open-minded to knowing you need to make a change. You can repeat the same pattern over and over and hope it changes and blame God. Or you can make the necessary changes in your life to fix it. We're in an era now where, you know, paying for debt for 20 years is just unfathomable to people. But I had to do that. I came out of college with too much student loan debt and eventually other debt, and it just consumed me. But ultimately, it took a number of years. It did. It probably took, you know, 12 years of tenacious focus to pay off the debt. My kids grew up in a home that was very modest, with very modest cars, to put it lightly. They went without, and that's okay, until we got our debt cleared up. I just didn't rack up more. I mean, I really believe that God doesn't want us doing that. I do believe, though, don't get me wrong, unfortunately, if you want to secure real estate, you don't have a choice. Most people, you know, the average home price in America now is almost $300,000. Of course, in our area, it's about probably quite a bit less than that, but it may be at $185,000 to $200,000. People don't have that amount of cash sitting around. You know, those things that are truly attributed as true wealth biblically are gold and silver. And I always want to say they're sectors. You got to understand, they're not just their pure, simple form. They're everything within that realm. So you've got your precious metals, gold and silver, livestock, real estate, human life, precious stones. When you know, if you have businesses associated with these things, you'll do okay. especially if you capture a little bit of market share, because this stuff never ends. It always maintains its wealth. If you need to borrow some money to, you know, to go into business, but you've got the wisdom and knowledge to know what you're doing, and I spent years in banking listening to people who don't, but if you know what you're doing, then sometimes it's justifiable, because a little bit of debt in our society to secure what's an asset sometimes is necessary. Now, there's an unbiblical aspect to it, because God said he hates usury. He explains that it destroys economies. We are now in the middle of this economy that runs this way on debt. I mean, it's a sad situation, but if you ever want to own a house, you're going to have to borrow money. You want to save up until you have enough to put a fair down, because people get like these farm home loans that are supposed to assist those that are below average income or whatever. And what they do is they charge you a much higher interest rate. A relative of mine used one. She could have gotten probably 4.25%, because she was doing a farm home loan. Number one, they charged her 7.25, 7.5. They said it was basically a 0 down or a 3% down loan. However, what they do is they pack in a whole bunch of unnecessary ripoff fees that would never be in another style mortgage. So they pack the amount to finance up much higher than it ever should be. In her case, much higher than the original purchase amount. They add on a PMI insurance that is unbelievably high. PMI is private mortgage insurance, which was created by our congressional part of our government, when they began to force banks to do much higher risk loans at lower or higher LTVs, which is a higher loan to value and lower down payments. And because of it, if you're putting down less than 20%, you get PMI insurance, private mortgage insurance. It's supposed to insure against default for lack of collateral. But I will tell you, it's worthless. There's no such thing as a claim. A claim's never been filed on it. The money just jumps into the general kitty. Why in the world should Congress be getting financially rewarded if people can't afford 20% down on a house? So in my relative's case, she's got about $140,000 loan at 7.whatever%. She's got $250 a month PMI insurance packed on this thing. Plus, they packed on a whole bunch of loan fees that are just unethically unscrupulous. So she's making a payment that's out of control. She can't refinance because they have all these payoff rules. 7 years you have to pay the fees and the PMI. Or if you refinance early, there's punishments or penalties and all this other stuff. They won't drop PMI. A lot of lenders, if you can get an appraisal and prove that your house, that you own 80% of the value or less, they'll drop the PMI insurance off the payment. With farm home loans, they won't. The Bible's very clear about oppressing the poor and the sin of usury, and our government exercises both to an extreme. Everything about our economic system is very unbiblical. It's very fruitless. It's very negative. It's very destructive. It is not, it doesn't benefit the poor at all. The Federal Reserve System is super destructive. Everything's backed by debt, and it just is what it is. It's very, very, very bad. And so you need to just be aware of this if you think that you're pursuing the American dream. If you have other questions on economic and financial stuff, let me know. Credit cards, folks, don't buy into the lie that you need to build credit. A little bit's a lot. And, you know, you are getting forced now to a cashless society where you got to use credit cards for a lot of things. I kind of, you know, you just got to roll with that a little bit. But you got to fight the urge to rack that bad boy up and not pay it off, because it will destroy you. They'll have interest rates that are just beyond hope. People own $5,000 on credit card debt, and they don't even know they're paying 18.9% with a yearly fee. You owe $5,000, you know, your interest per year, interest in fees is $1,000. Want a $5,000 credit card, they'll put a payment on there that is like, you know, 1/60th of the loan balance, which is like $90 a month or whatever. They will literally design it so that you're paying all interest plus just a few bucks towards the principal. As you begin to reduce that principal, they'll lower your payment. It's a racket. You've got to avoid that trap. If you just get up every day, go to work to make payments, you're not being a wise steward. You've got to find a way out of that. There are solutions, but it always requires self-discipline. The worst thing you can do is bury your head in the sand and say, oh, I hate it. I don't want to think about it. I don't know what interest I'm paying. I don't know how much I owe. It just stresses me out too much, so I'm going to ignore it. Don't do that. You've got to be a good steward. You don't like the situation you're in. You want God to improve it. You need to embrace it. You need to run to it. You don't just need to repent. You need to get a hold of it. You need to write a budget on a piece of paper where you list off on the left column the title of every single expense you have monthly. Next to that, you know, the balance that you owe. Next to that, the payment that you owe. And then maybe the interest rate. And begin to take a close look at where you're at and what you're doing. How much do you have going out a month? How much do you have coming in every month? You've got to figure these things out. What are you spending your money on? Is there anything frivolous you can change? Folks, there is nothing better than when God blesses you financially. It's okay to enjoy yourself. It's okay to go out for a nice dinner. It's okay to, you know, buy a nice quality product. I'm all for it. But you've got to have yourself positioned properly so you're not wasting money and getting yourself in debt. So, how about enough of that for now? But I think you get what I'm saying. If you need assistance, give me a call. I'll try to, you know, work with you as much as I can based on my schedule. So let's talk real quick. We're going to be closed for Saturday because of the free comic book day. It's a disaster for our business. They get 1,000 people here. I don't know. I'm making that number up. But it may be 400 or 500 or 600 people. It's unbelievable. It's hard to access our building. They end up using our bathroom the first couple hours before he opens up. So we're going to be closed this Saturday for that very, very purpose. So please, if you were thinking of coming in, don't. Come in Monday or something like that. Real quick, I've got a few things I want to go over. I'm just going to highlight some stuff and then I'll get to what I want to do. Trump is on a spending spree. Congress signed the health care bill, his health care bill. I'm afraid they're transferring that over to us, to the Republican side, to the citizenry, right as Obamacare crash lands. The illogical position of the left in behavior is at an all-time low. These people are literally behaving like whiny little children. They're the sorest losers I've ever seen. They're sending a terrible signal and message to the youth. The youth are beginning to riot and raise ruckus and be obnoxious and destroy. It's out of control. It's out of control, okay? You guys know it. You've seen it. This can never end good. They'll never diffuse. When police do not do their job, things get bad and messy. You know, occasionally I'll highlight maybe an excessive use of force by a police officer or something. And I think everyone knows that happens. But, you know, overall, in general, I'm as supportive of law enforcement as anybody. They've got to do what they got to do. Our nation's amazing. We have the cleanest legal system on the globe, as far as I know of. We don't have the corruption that runs in third world countries. You can't, you know, the system doesn't run on bribes and payoffs. Cops don't turn a blind eye to murder when they get paid off. I mean, we generally have a very clean, effective system, but we're losing that to this rioting and protesting. It's really a problem and it's really out of control. We've got to, you know, we really have to stand up and fight for our country back. We need a well-regulated militia because these riots and this misbehavior is a threat from inside. I mean, burning and torching and, you know, the group that led the riots at UC Berkeley have now been tied to what they call NAMBLA, North America Man Boy Love Association, a very sick organization that believes in homosexual sex, and they believe that they should have a right to recruit young males from a very early age. It's the sickest organization I've ever heard of. I think the founder of that was also the leader of the UC Berkeley riots. They're absolute anarchists. And you have to notice, whenever anarchy reigns, man goes to evil fast. We need to be governed. We need to be regulated, or we just find our way to the worst scenario possible. Which in a way brings up Islam, which is a great threat I wasn't going to talk about today. But if Islam is so great, why do all these Muslims want to flee to Christian countries like us in Europe? I mean, come on. If it's so great, why are they rushing out? Why are they dying to get out of there? And at the same time, bringing their faith with them to our nation, you know, we're talking internal influx. The left gets votes. So they turn a blind eye to the reality of it all. And I'm telling you, we have got to realize the severity of the threat. This nation is losing its logic a little bit, to put it very lightly. I talked recently, everybody desires gold, coins, and precious metals. It's literally innately built into us. I can't even begin to tell you why, but God literally made us that way. We've got so much stuff going on right now, and I think that I've got some notes I wrote here I'm going to try to find that I just highlight some of this stuff. Basically, I mean, let's be candid. Humanity has reached a peak of idiocy, okay? We are acting and behaving in the most irrational, irresponsible way, with all this insanity about, you know, laws and entire policies and corporate behavior being dictated by a select few: lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. Folks, I am all for civil rights of any human being. A human being is a human being. If a man chooses to dress up like a woman and all this stuff, I think it's bizarre. I think it's unnecessary. I think it's problematic. But they're still humans with civil rights. The problem is when they get special rights. Then we've stepped over the line. And the way we're behaving now, especially with this Trump derangement syndrome, is out of control. We have this cognitive bubble of idiocy that's reflected across all these suicidal, destructive things humanity's doing to itself in the name of power and profit. I'm going to bounce through some of them. And it isn't just political, and it isn't just economic. So let's talk about it. We're ramping up towards nuclear war with Russia and China, okay? These are insane, crazed monsters. And now we're becoming these insane, crazed monsters that rule over the West in Washington, that are basically, you know, they really are rushing to bring life as we know it to an end, life on Earth. I mean, granted, you know, what, successful or not, I don't know. But I was just thinking about this ego thing where, like, Putin has to go out and flex his muscles and do inappropriate stuff and fly within our safety zones and disrespect our military. And you get the Iranians that capture our soldiers and torture them and mock them and belittle them and maim them on TV. And we're thanking them for their hospitality, for goodness sakes. I mean, we literally are, you know, this toy with nuclear war is a scary thing. Something most people don't think enough about is the mass poisoning of human food supply with all these cancer-causing glyphosate weed killer herbicides, folks. It's saturating all of our food. I mean, we're consuming this stuff all the time. This is why one of the reasons cancer is going crazy, okay? So we're killing ourselves. It's all for profit and power, right? We've got the mindless pursuit I've been reading lately about AI technology, artificial intelligence. There's no sensible regard for what happens when AI decides that the humans aren't necessary. So we're, you know, Google's pushing it, and we've got all these things going where, you know, they have to put on master switches, they say. But, you know, it's going to get to the point where things can redirect themselves. It sounds foolish, but it's true, where they can redirect themselves to protect themselves from being shut down in time. They're going to have all kinds of self-healing type stuff, you know, integrated into it, self-repair. We've got to be careful when we start to create consciously aware computers. We've got the mass injection of our children and expectant mothers with mercury, which is a known brain-damaging heavy metal, which is packed into every flu shot. This is causing huge problems. We've got our kids medicated because they're all, quote, ADD. We've got, I mean, the flu thing, or the vaccines, folks, flu shots and all the other vaccines, they are so out of control. When the government's pushing this stuff, you have to know something's wrong. When they can start to implement and impose things. If you have children or grandchildren you don't want to vaccinate and they're telling you you can't go to this daycare or that, you tell them it is for religious reasons, period. You don't need to tell them what religion or anything else. You need – sometimes people want to explain too much. All you've got to say is it's for your religious beliefs. If they want to violate that, there are plenty of attorneys out there that are willing to do so. Constitutional attorneys that will help you, as will many websites that can educate you on how to defend yourself. So we've got the flu vaccine. We've got all this kind of stuff going on. We've got total government lunacy of giving poor people food stamps, food stamp money, so that they can go out and buy processed junk food that causes cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Food stamps should be limited to nutritious foods, not junk foods, and not McDonald's. I mean, but they can spend this on all this garbage. We've all seen it in the grocery store, the severely obese food stamp mother with kids who are severely obese and carts full of absolute garbage. Processed sugars and fats, and seriously, way out of line for what we're supposed to do. We have got a de-evolution of our mainstream media into fake news distractions and fictional theories to continuously occupy the minds of the gullible masses. We've got all these reality shows, but folks, fake news is very real. All these false stories, this garbage about Trump and Russian interference, they don't even care. It's so dirty. It's so deceptive. It's ridiculous. We've got this mass psychiatric medication of our children and adults with mind-altering chemicals. Everybody's on antidepressants and hypnotics and sleeping pills and hyperactivity stuff. And I mean, man, right? We've got this SWAT team assaults on raw milk retailers and farmers who only seek to offer real food to customers. This is going on. Do some research online. People who believe in raw milk and non-pasteurized milk, very clean, hygienic, wise, scientific, medical professional-run facilities are being raided by SWAT teams because they're selling raw milk. And they describe it, they explain it. If you go online on YouTube and look up why milk is bad for you, there's a 5-minute video, or why dairy is bad. Folks, dairy is bad. If you've got hacks and coughs all the time and you don't know why, and bronchial stuff, and you think you have allergies, eliminate dairy 100%. You'll be surprised. You know, all these, I mean, do we drink rat's milk? No, because it's for baby rats. Do we drink kangaroo milk? No, because it's for baby kangaroos. Do we drink elephant milk? No, because it's for baby elephants. But apparently cow's milk is for humans. We tear a cow, a fresh newborn cow away from his mother within minutes, and she wails and moans. And for weeks, and then they have to pump hormones into them to make them think they're pregnant, so they continue to produce milk. Their udders get pumped with pus and blood, and we fill them with steroids to keep them going until they finally drop from death, from exhaustion. You know, we just continue to do this, and then we put this stuff in our milk. FDA, around the world, they allow like 360,000 pus, you know, cells and blood cells in the milk, which is sick. In the U.S., we're over double that allowance. Your milk is full of blood and pus, and it's just a fact. Folks, I'm sorry, but I'm telling you, there's a reason why the Bible forbids certain foods. We've got this. Not only that, we've got this SWAT team effect where we've got like 60,000 SWAT raids a year, and in the 80s, there was like three. Or not three, there was like, I think it was like 13 a month, if that. We've got mass surveillance of our population by totalitarian police state government. They have no respect to our rights, no of our laws, privacy, none of it. And we're finding numbers that are astounding now for all these unmasking of people that are found in all these videos under the Obama administration. They're looking, they're hunting for enemies of the state, domestic terrorists. They believe that people like me, who are conservative Christians, who believe in what our founding fathers believed in, which is a government that's governed by the people, they believe that I'm crazy. And sadly, Trump is proving to us in a very strong way that the swamp is very real. I mean, Trump went up there to fix the swamp, and he meant it, right? Then he does like this $1 trillion budget deal, which confirms that, you know, the swamp is real and it's not going away, and it's beyond reform. This is a concern. Trump is not draining the swamp. He's finding out how messed up and powerful the system is. You can't break it. It has unlimited funds, unlimited resources, unlimited ability to enforce their authority, and the people no longer have a say. This $1 trillion spending bill, now nearing its final approval in D.C., it proves to me that Washington cannot be fixed by Washington. Elections change nothing. The corruption is so deeply ingrained in the system that even, you know, well-meaning individuals like Trump or Rand Paul are overrun by the swamp monsters who dominate the establishment. I mean, elections change nothing. Why do things never seem to change no matter who we send to Washington? It's, you know, for decades we've been trying to change the direction of the country by engaging in the political process. No matter how hard we try, I mean, this downward spiral of our nation just continues to accelerate, doesn't it? No matter who we elect, no matter what the intention of the new people going into the system, the swamp suffocates the good intentions out of them. And it turns even the most well-meaning individuals into warmongers, statists, and betrayers of the American people. The Republican Party, in particular, has now been exposed as a massive con that falsely promised to cut the size of government, but that's just a rhetoric. They don't even mean it now, not reality. You know, this is the same party that sent half a dozen repeal Obamacare bills to the White House during the Obama administration. Now they can't seem to find, you know, they can't do their own bill. And Trump has done one good service. I'm not saying I don't like him, but he has shown us conclusively that the swamp is beyond reform. He's been, you know, he's brought more liberals around him. He's getting rid of conservatives. As usual, I don't have time to get to it all. But we've got, you know, mass surveillance. We've got a total abandonment of logic and reason by the intolerant, irrational left and its pursuit of identity politics above all else. We are getting into things like unconscious bias. In other words, you're biased, but you don't know it. And because you're biased and you don't know it, they can regulate that. You know, this is more – the left wants a fully totalitarian, dictatorial, socialistic state. It's a fact, okay? We've got chemical suicide of humanity supported by the political right, which is, you know, they've never met a profitable chemical they didn't like. We've got widespread poisoning of public water with fluoride, economic insanity of running societies on unsustainable debt. And then we pretend that debt doesn't matter and that the government's different than an individual. Our medical lunacy of a world that goes out of its way to suppress knowledge of natural and botanical remedies while pursuing and pushing for the mass poisoning in the entire population with huge profit pharmaceutical chemicals and that make people more sick and diseased. I could keep going, you know. This ridiculous belief that pension funds and retirement funds, including Social Security, will somehow be able to pay out all their obligations without going bankrupt. Folks, it's not going to last, okay? I've got a short period of time. I've got a lot more on my list, right? And I'm not going to have time to get into it. These overvalued tech stocks in the stock market bubble, oblivious to price to earnings ratios, the history of market bubbles and why all financial bubbles always come to an end. We're in another one. Don't get lied to. Don't be a fool. Give us a call, 444-0044. You know, let us help you save and preserve your money. Preserve and protect the wealth and capital God's given you stewardship over. We will do it. It will be solid as a rock. This is what we do. It's biblical. It's sound. There's no better way. I've done very well for myself over the years with this exact philosophy. My family, my friends have done well. If you want to accumulate wealth and glorify God with it so you can help people in times of need, let us help you preserve and protect yourself in a financial way, in a conservative biblical financial way. Trust me. I mean, we take this very serious. So thanks again for tuning in. Again, Coins Plus 444-0044 locally or our website where all our old radio shows are available. Take care. God bless. Have a wonderful, glorious weekend. We'll be back Monday. Bye-bye.